All right. All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. We're on the line with Tony Ann Sweeney of the Buffalo office of the National Weather Service. Well, Tony, we've got a lot of winter weather to sift through this morning, and let's first focus on this winter storm warning and the areas that are impacted in that regard. What are we talking about right now?
Well, we do have a winter storm warning for areas east of Metro Buffalo, Orleans, and Genesee County over into the Rochester area. Looks like those areas will pick up a little bit more snowfall as opposed to the Buffalo Metro area. A little lighter snowfall here, but still looking at general accumulations of 6 to 10 inches here for the Buffalo Metro area.
Okay, and a winter storm advisory then for the rest of Western New York. And again, if you could, just try to maybe separate the two and why the distinctions between the two statements.
Yeah, across the far western New York, including the Buffalo metro area, winter weather advisory is in effect. We're looking for snowfall rates pretty much generally maybe an inch per hour at the most, but the areas further to the east as we get toward the Rochester area could see locally snowfall rates as much as 2 inches per hour. So that is that's the difference there.
What is causing this snow right now?
Well, we have a coastal system right now that's moving up the eastern seaboard into the New England area right now, and usually these systems move off to the north and east fairly rapidly, but this storm system is kind of blocked in place, and it looks like it's just going to spin for the next couple of days pretty much in place and keep throwing abundant moisture westward into western and north central New York State.
Now, Tony, yesterday there was a report about the Golden Snowball Contest that compares the upstate cities here in New York in terms of snowfall and how, though we just had that lake effect snowstorm, the official count is at the airport where quite a bit less snow fell during that recent snowstorm. Just curious about how much snow we've seen so far this season and maybe what you guys are expecting moving forward here.
Well, right now we're about 6 inches above the normal snowfall. Right now we're at 20.6 inches. Normally for this time of year we should be at about 14.8 inches, so a little bit above normal right now. That storm we had 2 weeks ago, we had 17 inches officially here at the airport, and right now our area is leading the area in snowfall right now.
And any thoughts about moving forward? I know there's always these long-range predictions, and I'm sure your office is kind of wants to shy away from that to a certain extent, but do you see weather patterns moving forward here that might produce more snow as we get closer to Christmas?
Well, it looks like once we get through this this storm system, once it moves off by the end of the week, it looks like we're going to get into a fairly mild weather pattern. Instead of having our weather systems move out of Canada, we're going to have more of a zonal-type flow, which moves the air from the west coast to the east coast, which usually produces milder weather for our area. It looks like the next maybe a week, maybe even 2 weeks, we'll see this milder air across the area. So maybe we won't have a white Christmas across western New York. We'll have to see.
And for those of us who shovel and don't snowblow, we would appreciate that for sure.
That's right.
Tony Ann Sweeney, as always, thank you very much for your time.
All right, Jay. Have a good day.
You too. Yep.